This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Michael W. Myers, decided July 29th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, respondent, v. WD86932, Michael W. Myers, opinion filed July 29th, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Clay County, Missouri, Honorable David P. Chamberlain, Judge Division 2, Lisa White Hardwick, Presiding Judge, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Michael W. Myers, Myers, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Clay County, entered on a jury verdict, convicting him of one count of first-degree murder, one count of first-degree assault, and two counts of armed criminal action. On appeal, Myers contends the Circuit Court plainly erred in submitting a verdict directing instruction for first-degree murder containing a variance from the charging instrument that was material and prejudicial, and resulted in plain error because it affected the jury's verdict. Myers also contends, and the state concedes, that the Circuit Court plainly erred in entering a written judgment that materially differed from the sentences orally pronounced. For the reasons set forth below, we reverse and remand for a nunc-pro-tunc amendment to conform to the written judgment to the orally pronounced sentences and affirm the judgment in all other respects. Factual and procedural background. Myers does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence supporting his convictions. In the light most favorable to the verdicts, the evidence established that VC had known JP since 2014 and Myers since 2017 and was residing with Myers in Riverside, Missouri, while JP was in prison. VC left Myers' home to be with JP upon his release from prison and took with her a scooter that Myers had given her. On April 8, 2019, at approximately 3:29 p.m., Myers sent JP a Facebook message, which read, in part, "If she wasn't with you, she wouldn't have no reason to hide from me because we were getting along just fine before you two talked after I dropped you off. Don't worry, I ain't mad. To show me just a big A-K she is when she got out. I know how you feel at time now. It sucks the way she treats the guy she is supposed to be going out with and how great all the other guys are when she talks about them made me feel like assaulting. And that's how she treated me, like andropoxelin. You know damn well I took care of that back. She's a FICO loser, and I know I've said it before, but figure her, I don't want to feel like she makes me feel anymore. For real, it sucked." At approximately 3:37 p.m., Myers sent JP another message which stated, "She hasn't even messaged or anything to say fuck me or that scooter's fine or nothing. I about had her arm the other day and she didn't even know it. I'm going to run it over when I see it." The following day, April 9th, 2019, JP and VC were sitting on a concrete stoop in front of a thrift store in Gladstone, Missouri. JP had recently returned on VC's scooter with food from JP's mother's home. VC looked up when she heard a truck peel out after passing by them. She recognized the truck as Myers' white Dodge pickup. She three observed Myers driving and no one else in the truck. VC heard Myers say, "There she is, Myers," then backed up and came right at us. VC testified he come at us both while we were sitting on the stairs. A nearby home was equipped with a camera that faced the thrift store. The camera captured the crime and the video was admitted at trial. VC identified the white Dodge pickup in the camera footage as belonging to Myers. A man, neighbor, living in a home across from the thrift store testified that he heard tires squealing and saw a white Dodge truck backing out of the thrift store parking lot and speeding away. Neighbor then observed a man and woman in distress. The man was motionless and appeared unconscious. The woman was attempting to get the man up and was yelling his name. The woman, VC, indicated to neighbor that she knew who had struck them and stated to police that it was Mike Myers. VC suffered a laceration to her forehead and an abrasion on her knee. She was transported to North Kansas City Hospital, where she received stitches and staples in her head. At the time of trial, she had a visible scar on her forehead which extended to her hairline. JP was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy revealed that he suffered multifocal bilateral rib fractures to both the front and back ribs and a punctured right lung. He had blood in the cavity between the membrane lining and the lungs, lacerations to the lungs, liver, and spleen, and blood in the abdominal cavity. he had fractured dislocations of the right and left clavicle shoulder blades. Ultimately, the multiple rib fractures led to rapid exsanguination, or bleeding to death, within the chest cavity. 4 and invest.